This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Three women inside a Korean hair salon in Northwest Dallas were hospitalized after someone opened fire inside that salon.
Were guns by yet another white supremacy replacement theorist?
All police have to describe him, a black male driving a maroon-colored minivan.
What a plot twist!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I appreciate that comment, and we're happy to speak more with you about this issue.
Just tell me what to say.
And unfortunately and ironically, we were undone exactly by a disinformation campaign.
Oh, sweet irony.
I would point to those parts of my CV and my resume and not these tweets and parts of my personal life that have been picked on in this childish game.
Oh, boo-hoo. Let me play a sad song for you on the world's smallest violin.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
So it's a childish game to quote somebody what they said, especially when they are there, they say they're experts in disinformation, and apparently she's one of the leading purveyors in the nation of disinformation. But we've moved on from Nina. They're looking for somebody new. We are broadcasting today from Toyota of Portsmouth, but give yourselves a hand. We got a great crowd here, and we've got a lot of stuff to give away here today. We've got T-shirts to sell, one of which is "Make Gas Cheap Again," and the other one is "Let's Go Brandon." And you know what we also have here? And I just got a whole batch more. I've been saving these, Grace. We were giving these away last week at Laconia at Fun Spot, and we have some more now. You know what these are? I did that. So come on down. If you're in the area, we have enough probably for 45 minutes or so. Maybe they'll last a little longer here, but we've got a lot of them. I did that. We have a couple of Let's Go Brandons, milk cows, not taxpayers, work harder, millions on welfare. We've got a couple of those. We'll give those away today, too.
Putin's Price Reich.
We got some new sound cuts. There's been a sad moment in Korea. A couple of Secret Service had to be sent back after getting a bad ice cube and getting into a fight with a... What do these Secret Service agents think that, you know, they're foreigners, come to the country, they don't speak the language, they're just... They can get away with assaulting the natives? What do they think? They're back in the U.S.? And they're illegal. They're acting like they're illegal aliens in the United States. All right. So we've got a lot planned here today. And please come on down. And we'll be talking to Jim Boyle, and he's got all kinds of great sales going on, and great product here. All kinds of cars. They got plenty of vehicles here at Toyota of Portsmouth, and it's right off of Exit 5. Take Exit 5 off of 95. It's right at the Portsmouth Rotary there, basically. So it's easy to get to, and we're going to have some food coming in from the 110 Grill a little bit later on. So it's a good day. Everybody give yourselves a round of applause.
Howie, you know what my favorite part of the stickers are?
What?
Is now when I go to gas stations, I don't see the stickers, but I see where the stickers used to be, because when you peel them off, you can still see the outline. So these poor people at the gas station, like, I feel bad for them. They have to keep ripping off these stickers, and people just keep putting them back on.
They do. Well, at some stations, they're actually putting on the glue to keep them on. And other stations, there was one in Wisconsin where the owner of the station was, I believe, she forfeited a $400 bonus from the company. Because she said, I got better things for my employees to do than go around ripping these stickers off that are just going to be put right back up there. By the way, I like to start the show a grim milestone. Another grim milestone today for the, I believe, the 12th day in a row. We have the highest gas prices in American history.
Thank you, Mr. President.
$4.59. Everyone want to thank Brandon? $4.59 per gallon. Isn't that nice? MAGA, make America's gas affordable. That's what you and I say. You know what Joe Biden, what MAGA means to him? Make abortion great again. That's what they want to do. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I want to just start today with this woman. She's a congresswoman from Ohio, Beatty, and she is the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus. And she was with Nancy Pelosi yesterday, and she of course had to talk about the recent white supremacist shooting. You may have heard about this in Dallas. Did you hear about this? What the chairman of the Black Congressional Caucus called a white supremacist went into an Asian beauty salon and shot. Fortunately, all survived. Let's just listen to what Congresswoman Beatty from Ohio, cut 21.
The Republican leadership is not innocent. And whether they use a dog whistle or bullhorn, they do not get a pass.
That's right.
Last week, we watched an 18-year-old white supremacist and a replacement theorist killer kill 10 people in a mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. On Monday, 3 people in Korean-owned hair salons in Dallas were gunned by yet another white supremacy replacement theorist.
Another white supremacy supremacist theorist. A white supremacist. Do we have a report from the Dallas? Replacement theorist. Do we have a report from the Dallas Police Department describing can we get a description of the white supremacist? Cut 22.
An unknown black male suspect stopped his vehicle on Royal Lane, walked across the parking lot armed with a weapon. He entered the business and then began shooting multiple rounds.
I didn't quite catch that. That was a wily white supremacist.
An unknown black male suspect.
There's surely some mistake here. Cut 4.
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
Cut 23, please.
Police say their injuries appear to be non-life-threatening.
So they were transported to an area hospital.
The shooter's motive is unclear. All police have to describe him, a black male driving a maroon-colored minivan or similar vehicle. It's unclear if anyone else was with him. The victims reported the shooter made some quick comments, but details weren't released.
You know, this, and the thing is that this white supremacist, who's a black guy, He had a record he'd been fired from a job in Utah because he had assaulted his superior at work, his boss, who was an Asian, and then he'd been in a car accident with an Asian and had engaged in road rage. That's the kind of white supremacist this guy was.
Bold of them to assume his gender.
That's right. Yeah, how do we know his gender? Were these Dallas cops? Were they biologists? How do they know if he's a male or not?
Do we need to send out social workers and biologists with the police now?
844-500-4242. This is, oh man. So there's also some video today of it's from a TikTok, and it happened apparently in a Target in Massachusetts, and this woman with a foreign accent loads up her cart with all the baby formula, and so the American woman comes and says, "Hey, can you give me a few of those things? You know, I need my kid needs to be fed too. My kid's going to be a taxpayer." down the road. And they, she, the foreign-born woman or the foreign-accent woman won't give her any of the won't give her any of the things. So I tweeted that out earlier today, and somebody tweeted back at me, Grace, and said, "How dare you blame the president for this this shortage of
How dare you?
But now, even the Democrats are throwing Brandon under the bus. Rosa DeLauro, who's looking a little worse for wear, I don't know if you saw her last night, the congresswoman from Connecticut, she's talking about how the FDA, what it's, we call it the Food and Drug Administration because we haven't been in Congress for 50 years. Brandon calls it the Federal Drug Administration. Here's Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut talking about what happened on the formula shortage. One, cut one.
The FDA dragged its feet. They knew in September, they knew in October through a whistleblower's report that there were serious infractions. They didn't interview the whistleblower until December. They went back in January and they found contamination, and the recall only occurred in February, and that was 4 months. Why 4 months? There's got to be answers to that question from the FDA.
Congresswoman DeLauro, when the phone don't ring, you'll know it's the Federal Drug Administration. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire, and you need to protect your retirement savings. I think the Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down below 31,000 today. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment. Foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt. The D.C. Democrats' only plan is to print more money. How's that working out for you? At the supermarket, at the gas station. It's Jimmy Carter all over again. Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. And by the way, Bitcoin is not digital gold, as you found out recently. It's time to diversify. That means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, as I do. Visit goldco.com/HowieCar to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's goldco.com/HowieCar, and the IRA experts at GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. Go to goldco.com/HowieCar. The experts at GoldCo have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings. They helped me, and now they can help you to protect yourself against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/HowieCar. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
We're here at Toyota of Portsmouth. There's a nice pug, Boston Terrier mix named Milo in the back there. Cute little dog.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Very talented dog. It's good to hear. That's all. Wherever we go on this this Red Wave tour, we're seeing pugs or part pugs showing up. It's good to see them.
I sent you that article the other day about the pugs.
Right, about how they bred the pugs among other dogs, and they said that the average pug only lives to be 7.5. I don't buy that though. You know,
yours was like 30.
All the ones we've seen on the tour have been up in the age too, you know.
14, yeah.
14, 16, 11. And anyway, we've got these we've got the little I did that, and we're going to put just come on up during the next break and pick up a few, leave some for everybody else who's coming in. But come on by wherever you are in Seacoast, New Hampshire, or Northern Massachusetts, or York County, Maine. Come on by. We're in at Toyota of Portsmouth, and we're right off of 95. It's exit 5 off of the off of 495. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. Summer is right around the corner. From Cape hotel rooms, amusement park tickets, and fine dining cards, we've got you covered. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. You know, a couple of days ago, Elon Musk said, he said, I've never voted Democrat, but I'm going to vote Republican in the fall because they've done such a bad job. And then he was saying that Biden really wasn't the president. The president was whoever controlled the teleprompter. And then he then he tweeted out, he said, you know, they're going to come after me. They're going to hit me with everything they got. And guess what happened? Now he is being accused of being a sexual harasser. What a shock, huh? What a shock. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you believe the sexual misconduct allegations being made against Elon Musk?
No, I do not.
100% say no.
Well, that's what you think now. But, you know, even as we speak, Michael Avenatti has been given permission to leave his home confinement. And he is going to be appearing at a press conference with both Christine Blasey Ford and Julie Swetnick. And they're both going to claim that they were sexually assaulted while on a spaceship with Elon Musk. Why not? Why, just throw everything at him, right? Just, you know, just see what sticks. Throw all the mud you can up at him.
Isn't that like being in international waters, though? Nobody really owns that space.
I don't know. You know, it's so classic, though. I mean, he said, I think what they're going to hit me with in the weeks ahead. He said weeks, I think, didn't he, Grace? And in fact, it was hours or minutes ahead.
They could have waited a couple more hours, you know, just to give it a little bit of.
And it was the same thing as some of these things that they threw against Kavanaugh. You know, it wasn't the actual person. I mean, it's hearsay. You can't. This is not admissible in a court of law. A friend told them.
It's the song. Heard it from a friend who. Remember, we used to play that all the time.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is. A friend. And by the way, she signed an NDA. If I'm someone with a lot of money, why are they even paying people off for these NDAs if they don't mean anything? If you can just tell your friend to tell a magazine?
Yeah.
What do they mean? Where's the contractual agreement there? You get $250,000 and you disclose the information.
All of these tricks that they have, everything in their playbook, I mean, it's, you know, nobody believes any of this stuff anymore, you know? Whether, you know, blaming anybody that gets shot is shot by a white supremacist, or, you know, anybody who goes against the orthodoxy, Democrat orthodoxy, is a sexual harasser. Or, you know, it's just, it's not working.
And everything's going to be the end of democracy and the end of the world. If Roe versus Wade is overturned.
We only have one kind of threat facing us in this country. What kind of threat is it? It's existential, right? We only have one kind of crisis facing us in this country. What kind of crisis? Constitutional.
Yeah.
Right? So it's the same stuff over and over again.
It's also exponential.
He says exponential when he means
it's exponential. Exponential.
Don't try to translate for him.
He says exponential. He means exponential.
Exponential. Right. I've heard exponential now more than I ever heard exponential. So
exponentially.
I'm losing.
Yeah. Eventually, you just stop using the word. You know, if you mess it up that much.
Right. Exactly.
Next year, Webster's will add it to the dictionary.
The fact checkers.
844-500-4242. We got time for him to call. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee, quickly.
Tell Grace I saw a masked woman scraping those off, a customer at the gas station scraping. I did that. And I want to shout out to Portsmouth. Portsmouth babies are just as hungry as Concord babies. Vote Republican.
Thank you. Thank you, Lee. 844-500-4242. Everybody come up and get some of these I did that stickers. Come on up. Or come on down. I'm Howie Carr.
Exponentially.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Boy, these things are going fast. I'm glad I got a second delivery of them today. I think we're going to have to start buying a few hundred for all of our appearances this summer just to have them around. I did that. I want to make sure that I don't want these things to go to waste either. I don't want you just putting them on your laptop like I got one on mine. You know,
that's what I do too.
You know, you can't put one on the laptop, but you got to put at least one on if not a gas pump, put it on a cut of meat at the supermarket. Because he did that too, you know. I mean, we got to give him credit for everything he did. Or, you know, you go down an aisle where the baby formula is supposed to be and there's nothing there. I did that. Put it up there.
You got to be careful. Officer Mark is on his way, and he could charge you with distribution with intent to deface property.
Here's one that says, "That's all me." Look at this, was a special one. He says, "I did that," and then above it says, "That's all me." And he's got both of his hands out. Oh, this is great. You know, the thing I like about this is he hasn't got his hand in your pocket in this. It's a very, very heartwarming picture. 844-500-4242. 207, Presque Isle, Maine. That's way up there. Gas is $4.71. Seems to go up twice a day. I wrote a column about it in the Herald today, and someone said they can see, they live in Newton Center, and they can actually see the sign from where they live, and they just look, and they say it's like, you know, it's like the Chirons with the market going down. It's only this thing is going up, up, up and away. The Secretary of the Interior doesn't know if it's a bad thing or not. It's really amazing. Let's see here. Cut 16.
Madam Secretary, honest question. Do you believe that gas prices are too high?
Senator, I completely understand the crunch that so many Americans are under right now. I mean, I'm thinking back. I've been driving since I was about 18, so it's. I know that we've had other, you know, I remember back when there were lines out the gas stations and that kind of thing. I think that Americans are still recovering from this terrible pandemic, and there are a lot of other world events that are making things difficult for all of us.
So it sounds you're unwilling to say that gas prices are too high.
It's really amazing, the video of that, if you get a chance to watch it tonight anywhere, because she can't even answer that most basic question. She has an aide writing her notes and passing her notes, and that's why there are these long pauses between what she says, because she can't ad lib, or as Ted Kennedy used to say, ab lib. Anyway, now it's time for Grace's News.
Thank you, Howard. Biden's approval drops to lowest of his presidency at 39%, and just 2 in 10 adults think the U.S. is heading in the right direction. Of course, the follow-up on that is, who are those two? I want to know what they're drinking or smoking to think we're heading in the right direction.
Well, this is another indication that perhaps the deinstitutionalization of mental patients back in the 70s went a little overboard. If 2 out of 10 people walking the streets think Biden's doing a good job.
Yeah, and another grim milestone. It's been 100 days since the president's last press interview. The Washington Examiner actually has a piece on this too. President Joe Biden on Friday reached a milestone not seen in the recent history of the presidency. 100 consecutive days without conducting a sit-down interview with the media. His last interview was with Lester Holt from NBC, and it was ahead of the Super Bowl. And it didn't go well, in case anyone missed it. You probably could have guessed that.
Since then, there's been a draft. They're already starting to say, you know, when is training camp going to open? will he have another interview before the next Super Bowl? I guess that's the question. I'm skeptical.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Are there any stories, Grace, by the way, about the fact that this the admiral from the Pentagon has now come to the White House 3 days after they hired the first black lesbian immigrant press secretary?
Oh, no, but you were telling me this today, that Karine Jean-Pierre, they're already bringing in backup.
Relief pitchers, like Bruce. But usually they don't bring him in the second inning. You know, usually you go at least four innings, even if you're getting pounded. She lasted 3 days.
Yeah, I know. And it wasn't like she was getting real tough questions either. They were just kind of, they were questions like, is gas too high? You know, if you were just honest about it, it wouldn't be that painful. This is breaking news. Nancy Pelosi has been banned. Wait, let me repeat that. Let me fix this. Devout Catholic Nancy Pelosi has been banned from receiving communion because of her vote to codify Roe versus Wade and her support of abortion.
What's that That's about?
The Archbishop of San Francisco.
He's a real conservative. He's one of the... That wouldn't have happened to her, say, in Chicago or L.A.
Yes, Salvatore Cordiglione has barred Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from the Holy Communion after she voted to codify Roe versus Wade. She's not gonna like this, because you know that...
I know she's a devout Catholic.
She's very defensive about it, if you bring it up.
That's one of those words, devout. When someone describes themselves as a devout Catholic, you can assume no.
Yeah.
No.
It's like describing yourself as a good tipper. Like, we'll let other people decide that. You don't need to tell us.
Or a tough guy.
Yeah. It's always better to let people describe you in a way than to describe yourself. Hillary Clinton, we should probably cover this, Howie. This is a big story.
This is a huge story.
Hillary Clinton approved sharing debunked covert communications between Trump and Kremlin-backed bank with press, even though she wasn't totally confident in the legitimacy. An ex-campaign manager tells the Durham Trial. That would be Robbie Mook. You've probably seen his name floated around a lot today on social media.
Yeah, he was her campaign manager. He's a gay guy. They let him testify a little bit early because he's on his way to have a vacation in Spain. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, raise any doubts, but, you know, what he said about Hillary Clinton today, I wouldn't want to be on that plane tonight going to Spain myself personally. I might rebook the flight.
He should issue a Jussie Smollett type of style warning to everyone.
By the way, I would just like to issue one other statement. Robbie Mook did not commit suicide.
It's interesting, though, Alpha Bank stuff, Howie, because basically what they did, do I have this right, they were creating...
They made it up.
And they used servers to make it seem like the Trump administration, or I'm sorry, the Trump team, the Trump campaign team, was involved with Alpha Bank when it was really just made up out of thin air.
Yeah, it was made. Well, they and then, you know, their excuse was, well, we don't know if it's true or not, so we want to just get it out to the press. But they, you know, they admitted, Baker admitted, James Baker, the general counsel of the FBI, former general counsel, admitted yesterday that if they get it out to the press and say the FBI is interested, then of course they're going to print it. And that was the whole problem. You know, but there's more to this trial. Mook said, yeah, I told Hillary Clinton and she okayed it, because they keep saying we weren't sure whether it was true or not. They made it up. And I love the thing, even like the Federalist, which is covering it really well, they say, the keyboards, Sussman, this is the crooked lawyer, he turned over two thumb drives with white papers. Like, it's white paper makes it seem like they researched it, you know? They made it up. It's like, you know, scrawling a ransom note on a piece of paper. It was a white piece of paper, so it's a white paper. But there's all this stuff that's going on. So now it turns out yesterday, one of the jurors said that she had just learned that Sussman's daughter was on a crew team in high school with her own daughter. And she just wanted to let the judge know that. And the judge said, you know, you can stay on. You can stay on the jury. And so then I mentioned a little bit of this yesterday. One of the people on the jury is a Clinton supporter, a former bartender, and she gave money to her fellow former bartender, AOC. She was put on. She was put on the jury.
Wait. This person says my daughter was on the same crew team as Sussman's daughter, and that doesn't get you off jury duty?
No, it does not.
God, what does it take? I would think that would be the ticket. I mean, for everyone in the audience, I already have my ticket. If I ever get jury duty, I say, hi, my name is Grace Curley. I work for Howie Carr. Boom, off the jury. I never have to worry about it.
There's all kinds of stuff. We'll get into it as we go along here. But, you know, there's all kinds of connections here with the judge and the his wife and Sussman's friends. And Baker and Sussman used to work together. You know, I was thinking about it. There's a Rolling Stone. I didn't tell Taylor about this song because you probably can't find it right now. But there's a song, Casino Boogie, off of the Exile on Main Street. And the line I always think of is, judge and jury walk out hand in hand. And that's what's going on here. I mean, it's just the crazy. They've got this guy cold. And, you know, John Hinderacker from Powerline Blog, he's done a lot. He's a lawyer. He's done a lot of criminal and civil cases, I think mainly civil cases. And he said he has faith in the jury system. And he said, you know, despite the fact that they have this guy 100% cold for lying, they have the text of him saying I'm not working for the Clinton campaign, and they have the bill that he presented to the Clinton campaign for meeting with the guy.
Ooh, I like that.
Judge and jury walk out hand in hand. That's the Rolling Stones' greatest album, and that's a really underrated song on it. That's what's going on in this trial, the Sussman trial. And I'll give you some more information about it as we go along. You got anything else there?
Yeah, I just have one more headline for you. Woke NPR tells workers to nag colleagues who break its compulsory face mask office rules or report violators to bosses who will consider firing them. So this is the snitch line, but it's the NPR
snitch
line.
Please.
So all these companies that have mandatory masks, they're all saying, well, we'll pay for your abortion. We'll pay for your airfare if you have to get an abortion. But, of course, that saves them a lot of money in the long run, right, because they don't have to add them to the insurance policies. They don't have to give them maternity leave. But it's virtue signaling.
Listen to this. It says, nearly all mask mandates in D.C., where NPR is headquartered, were rolled back in 2022. One of the exceptions to the NPR mask rules is actively eating or drinking, but sipping on a water bottle does not count.
Really?
Is that not actively drinking? I don't know how this works.
All right. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-Pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are, number one, odors. That could be pet tobacco or musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And wow, is the pollen crazy right now. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you are a value shopper like Officer Mark, Paul Rizzo, or Dr. Matt the Vet, then this offer is for you.
And Bruce from the Mets loves it too, Howie.
Yeah, Bruce from the Mets, he's got a couple of cats. And so, you know, if you got a pet, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, even if you love the pets. Even Milo, the pug Boston Terrier's owners need an Eden Pure Thunderstorm.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
If you're a value shopper like Officer Mark and the rest of them, this offer's for you. The Eden Pure Air Purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
Of the unvaccinated, it is now a pandemic of choice.
You can stay unvaccinated if you want, but you're not going to be able to travel to see your family.
Joe Rogan, he came down with COVID. He says he's been taking the livestock dewormer ivermectin.
Mm.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal, investment, or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.
All right, joining us today a day late, we had some technical problems yesterday, is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. It's the end of another dreadful week in the markets, and he's here to fill us in. And thanks to, again, give yourselves a hand, everybody from Toyota Portsmouth. Come on down if you haven't, if you're in the area. We're going to be here till 6 o'clock tonight. Kevin Frisbee, how's the market doing today? How are the markets doing today?
Hey, Howie, another down day. This marks 7 straight weeks of declines in the overall markets. You know,
another grim milestone.
20% decline on the S&P 500, which means it's an official bear market.
Wow. Let's hear it for the Bruins. It's an official bear market now. So what are your clients saying? What are they calling up and saying?
Well, obviously, I have a lot of concerned clients. Fortunately, we position our clients in a kind of a safe haven off to the side in some treasuries, gold, and cash to kind of wait this out to see where we bottom out at. You know, at the end of the day, we bounced a little bit this morning. We ended up down again, but a 7th straight down week doesn't bode well. We got to find where the bottom is, and we don't know exactly where that is. Nobody's got a crystal ball. We were hoping that we had some stability here in the last week. We've not seen it yet.
It was up a little bit for a few days last week, and that's what they call a dead cat bounce, right? You're just having lots of problems. So the dead cat bounce is over now. So you told us last week that this might be a good time for people, since their value of their portfolio is down, this might be a good time to go with the Roth conversion and pay the taxes on a lesser base than they had, say, 2 months ago, right? Is this still your thought? That this is a good time to do that?
Yeah, it is, Howie. I don't think we've seen a better time since 2009 to actually do a conversion now. And to that point, you know, if we're 20% down on the S&P, 30% down in a NASDAQ, I mean, we may have a handful of percent down, but there's much more risk. There's much more potential on the upside. So I think doing a Roth conversion right now is a great strategy to look at.
And so if people want to talk to a professional about doing a Roth conversion, that means just, you know, taking the money that you're going to owe on taxes when you take it out when you retire or you reach a certain age, you pay it now, but you're paying it off, say, I mean, I hate to say it, you know, 2 months ago you would have been paying taxes on $500,000, now you're paying taxes on $350,000, right? I mean,
But if you've got 4 or 5 years, 6 years in front of you, I mean, I'm telling you right now, it's a 20% savings in tax. It sounds terrible, and it is. And obviously, you didn't want to lose $150,000 to get to this point. But at the end of the day, I think it needs to be looked at, because, listen, the markets are going to bounce. They will. They're going to start the printing presses at some point again. The rates will slow down and rising. And all of a sudden, the markets will likely rally into the midterm elections. And once the Republicans take control of the House and Senate, we believe the markets will rally in the next year.
So where should people go if they want to talk to somebody about doing a Roth IRA or anything else with their portfolios?
They can call us and talk to one of our advisors. They can find us online, frisbeebenefits.com. Frisbee spelled IE benefits with an S. Or they can find us 1-800-989-9100. We do a free consultation, no obligation. We will talk to somebody about what that means to do a Roth conversion. Does it make sense in their situation, looking at their tax brackets? And then consult them if they want to work with us, great. But at the end of the day, it's a free consultation, no obligation to have.
And if you're on the ledge of a tall building, will you try to talk the person off there?
I certainly have had some of those discussions, of course, in the last few weeks, Howie.
Oh, okay. Kevin Frisbee, thanks for being with us. I'm Howie Carr.